I gotta win. When I went to rap, God still loved me. When I went to bow down, God still loved me. When I went to serve the way I should serve, God still loved me. When I ran away in my own way, God still loved me.
Learn to love and fight up.
come on now. When you learn to forgive, when you learn to put up, amen, and have a little more grace, then you know how to love, amen. Thank God. Well, in grace and in mercy. We're going to go to our phone, vacation song, song 4. It's a song of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we humbly come to your throne of mercy and grace this morning. Father, we thank you for the new mercies of this day. We thank you for your grace, O God. We thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your faithfulness unto us, O God. Father, we come today with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips, for you have been so good to us, Father. Father God, we come this morning, Father God, giving you praise, honor, and glory, Father God, for which you so richly deserve, Father God. Worthy, O God, of all the praises and of all the honor, of all the glory this morning, Father God. Father God, we come this morning, O God, thanking you for Father God Baptist Church in its entirety, O God. We thank you for our pastor and first lady, O God. We thank you for how good you have been to us, O God, down through the years, Father God. We thank you, O God, for the many blessings, O God, that you have bestowed upon us, O God, as a church family, O God, and individually and collectively. God. Oh God, we thank you this morning, Father God, and we come this morning, Father, because we need you, Father God. Somebody needs you for one thing, somebody else needs you for another, or whatever the need may be, Father God, we know that you are the supplier of all of our needs, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, Father God. We pray this morning that you would lay your hands on your people this morning, that you would touch the hearts, the minds and the spirits of your people this morning, Father God. Lead, guide, and direct us, O God, throughout this day, Father God. Give us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in you, Father God, because it is in you, O God, that we take the counsel of our very being, O God. And, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, confessing, O God, that we have many shortcomings, Father God, and we have sinned and fallen short. And so, Father, we pray and ask for forgiveness that we may have committed, word, deed, thought, action, or reaction, that you will create within all of us clean hearts, O God, and renew the right spirit within us, Father God. We come, O God, this morning interceding on behalf of this nation, interceding on behalf, O God, of mankind. We come interceding on behalf of those that are in hospital and Father God. And Father God, we come interceding on behalf of those who are unsaved today, Father God. Father God, we ask that you strengthen them, Father God, that you will continue to allow your healing urges to flow throughout the universe, Father God, in hospitals and schools, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, this morning for your word, because your word is true power and strength. Thank you for your anointing, because your anointing, oh God, makes a difference, Father God. And we thank you for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God, that leads, guides, and releases us, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you, oh God, this morning, Father God, for who you are and what you are in all of our lives. But truly, you are mighty God. You're a great God. You're an awesome God. And so, Father, we come this morning, oh God, with an attitude of gratitude, God, because we are so grateful this morning. We come this morning grateful. Thank you, Father God, for attending, oh God, and being attentive, oh God, to our petitions, to our prayers this morning, Father God. Had it not been for you on our side, God, we would oh God, and where we would be, Father God. But God, we thank you this morning. We don't take anything for granted this morning, God. We are so appreciative, God, and we're so grateful this morning to be able, Father God, to come, oh God, on this line this morning, Father God, and to honor and praise this morning, Father God, to be in your house of worship this morning, Father God, and to lift up the name of Jesus, Father God. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me, oh God. And Father, I thank you this morning for your word, oh God, letting us know, Father God, that you will be with us, oh God, even until the end of the world, Father God. And so, Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God, for being our shepherd, for being our guide. We thank you for that. Oh, God, the angels that you have stationed around us all night long and stationed around us all during the day, Father God. Father God, we thank you. We love you. We adore you, Father God. And we magnify your name and we glorify your name this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we say hallelujah to your name this morning, Father God. We say glory, hallelujah to your name this morning, Father. Because your word this morning, Father God, in spite of God, what it might look like, feel like, or be like, Father God, we're still going to worship you, Father God, regardless, oh God, of what it is, Father God. And so, Father, we say thank you, oh God. We say praise your name this morning, Father God. We say hallelujah this morning, because hallelujah is the highest praise, God. And so, Father, we bless your name and praise your name this morning. And we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God. Amen. Fervent prayer. Reverend Sykes. Amen. We know, amen, that we go to the Lord in prayer, and that God is still a prayer answering God. Amen. So we thank Him for continuing to answer our prayer. There's an old song, you guys know it. Amen. That we want to sing this morning. And what we want to do, amen, is we want to sing it because truly it has brought us through, amen. I don't even think it has many verses to it, Brother Anthony, because we've come this far by faith. That's number 222 in your hymnal, and it's right in your heart. And the reason why I say that, amen, is because in order for you to get here today, you had to have faith in God. And when you look back over your life, amen, you trusted God, amen. It was your faith in God, amen, that kept you in your right mind. I'm messing now, amen. It was your faith and your belief in God, amen, that allowed you to stick with God when nobody else was sticking with God, amen. Have we got a witness? Well, you were the one that told your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers, trust God, amen. And so we just want to sing that a little bit. We want vibe. We want root off of that. And know that we come this far by faith, amen. departure from.
I know you're all right. Hallelujah. Trusting in your word. And I just pray that he gives me the strength to continue doing this.
Amen.
and be able to minister and touch some of my students because, you know, everybody's going through something.
That's right.
All right.
Amen. Got something in the back. Amen. Three in the back.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I come this far by faith.
Hey!
We must receive faith.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Truly, God has been receiving me, the on-time God, the wonderful God.
Yeah.
It has truly been better to me than I've been to myself. And I just thank God for all he's continued to do in my life. In the life of all God that's the church.
Amen.
We truly say we come this far by faith.
Yes, we are.
Being independent on God, nobody but God is Father's will. And I thank God for my husband here and another birthday today.
Amen.
I thank God for just what he's doing in my niece's life, even though she's in White Hospital Center now, but she's much better than she was.
All right.
I thank God for you just keep watching and bring her through. Her trial and tribulation, but
yeah.
She still has that mustard seed faith. God is doing what you got to do. She hasn't given up, and she said, I'm in the hospital, but I'm here to get that care that I need.
All right.
She realized that she they'll take good care because sometimes you've got the spouse and stuff depending on you, and you know the person is sick. So it's like, she comes in a better place to get to be, help and care that she needs. And just keep on continuing to put up in prayer. Praise O'Neill.
Amen.
And God is he's a mighty God.
Yes, he is.
Couldn't ask him any better than to get in that relationship with God. Finally, get to know him better myself.
Amen.
I'm working for myself.
Amen.
But I know he's able to
do
anything. And just keep on. I just thank God for what he's done in my life. Sit back and look at some things. He's been a faithful true for God.
Yes, yeah.
He never let me down. And even with the heart of God, he never let us down.
Amen.
I don't care what people might say.
Uh-huh.
He just like going around talking about the heart of God.
That's all right.
But people in the heart of God know what people in the heart of God have done.
Amen. Yeah.
So I just thank God continues to keep us in the prayer.
Amen. We're going to hear from our first lady. Come on, first lady.
Good morning, heart of God. To God be the glory for the great things he has done in our lives and what he's going to continue to do. Yes, we come this far by faith, leaning and depending on the Lord, no matter what it may look like, what it feels like, how it's going to be. We're still leaning and depending on the Lord every day. We thank him for allowing us to wake up, have activities of our limbs to come together here at the heart of God, to worship him. The only way we know how to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And I pray that everyone has a blessed week and it was good to hear the progress report about Deacon Bryce, how she's coming along and how she's moving along and trying to become self-sufficient, trying to take care of herself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is still in the blessing business.
Yeah.
He's still in the healing business.
Yes,
and he does exactly what he said he's going to do, and we just thank him and we love him. Heart of God, keep holding on to God's unchanging hand and leaning on his everlasting love. Everyone have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to. We got some folks on the phone line. Amen. We have a testimony. Amen. Let's go to our first caller this morning. Last four digits 1741. 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayson. Good morning, First Lady Kayson. The Heart of God Baptist Church, I praise God this morning for his darling son, Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit. I just thank God for another beautiful Sunday And I thank God that he has brought me a mighty long way. And only by faith that I come this far. And I give God all the glory. Nothing I've done on my own. But just because he loves me, he has made a way out of nowhere. And I thank God for being the never failing God. That with him, all things are possible. And so I just ask that you all continue to pray for us as a church family. Truly, God has blessed us in spite of what we've been through. God has been faithful unto us. And so we give him all the glory. And I thank God for just being with my family as they travel this week on vacation. He brought them back safely through the airways. And not only them, but mankind. God is so good. God gives us grace, just grace and mercy. He is so good. And so this morning, I love him, I praise him, and I say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351, 7351. Good morning, 7351.
Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn. Good morning, First Lady and Heart of God Church family. I just want to let you know I haven't been on the line for a while. I've had a mild stroke since I spoke with you guys, you know, last. But I want you to know I never forgot you, and I just love you, love you, love you. And I want you to know also that God has been good to me. I had a mouth stroke, but I'm not what you call disabled, but he slowed me up a little bit. But he also blessed me with my daughter and my son-in-law who came forward, and they take care of me, and I live with them now. So I want you all to know that God is good, and you keep loving him and letting him know that you love him. He will show his favor on you. So God bless everybody, and may you have a blessed week and a safe week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to our next worship. We're last for the 7611. 7611. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's good here to hear my good sister that's talking this morning. Thank God to put me on my feet and put my eyes open and look in the world every day of the day. We said, thank you, Father, that you have been good to us. You have brought us a mighty long way to get back and look at the life we come through. And we need you and we love you because you've been so good that we can't not pay you for the things that you have blessed us, dear Father. Could have been gone and didn't have to be here. But we're so thankful, Father, that you touched us this morning. And our eyes opened up and our limbs are moved and said, thank you, Jesus, you gave me another second chance to stay above this ground and praise your holy name because you've been so good with us. And amen. Father, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your testimony this morning. And go to our next worshiper. Last word is 0025. Good morning, 0025.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Heart of God. Truly, I have come this far by faith, leaning and depending on the Lord. I know what God can do. I've seen and experienced what God can do. He's water in a dry place. He's the master physician. He's my all in all. And so I thank God this morning for family, for church family. I just thank God this morning for everything that he has done in my life. He is great and greatly to be praised. God bless you all and have a very safe week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 7971. 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank each and every one of you all for my praying for me and standing in the gap for me while I was in the meeting. Went in with a sick body, but I came out with a clean slate, and I thank God for giving me the strength and health that I have right now. Thank God that he has given me the faith to believe in his word and to live every day of my life for him. I thank God for my sister, my never changes.
That's right.
And if you believe and have the faith of a mustard seed, he does what he says he's going to do, and he does keep his promises. I am a living testimony of what God has done in your life. When you trust him, you believe and have faith. I thank God for all of you. And I give him all the praise and glory this morning. I thank God for what he has done for Deacon Bryce. Beautiful, loving soul of God that he's working it out in her life. Never expect. But what God can do, I believe we all know a little bit. Thank God that she is doing well. Able herself. You all be blessed. Thank God for you. Love you. Bless you.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. God bless you.
Good morning.
Father God, Baptist Church. Thank you, God, for continuing to pray for me. God be the glory for what he has done. I just want to thank God for his grace. Because I know he didn't do it forever. I'm really glad to hear this.
Father God, and no matter what was going on, Father God, all
hell might have been breaking loose, Father God, but in your word it says that 10,000 may fall on your left and 10,000 may fall on your right, Father God. But if we make you the refuge, Father God, and the fortress, then none of that will come to our tent, Father God. So we just thank you, Father God, for keeping us, even when the road got rocky, Father God, and we didn't know, Father God, and our fear and our doubt stood up, Father God, that your word said that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we shall fear no evil, Father God, because your rod and your staff have comforted us, Father God. We want to say thank you for being ever so true to your word, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for going up on the cross, Father God, but not just dying, Father God, on the third day, Father God, that you rose with all power in your hand, Father God. And we go to some of these graves, like them bones and stuff is still there, Father God, but on the third day, Father God, that death in the grave couldn't hold you. We just want to say thank you for the power that's in your name, Father God, that it makes these crooked places straight, Father God, that it just makes these mountains move, Father God. We just want to say thank you, and we love you, Brother God. Have your way in this service, Father God. Bless the preacher as he brings forth the word, Father God. Decrease him so you may increase in him, Father God. Have your people ready for your word, Father God. Whatever that they need, Father God, we just ask you to be that in the name of Jesus. We bind up the adversary, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up sickness. We bind up destruction, Father God. We bind up confusion, and we lose the healing power and the restoration power, the reconciliation power of your Holy Spirit, Father God. Have your way in us, Father God. Shake us, make us, mold us, and make us new, Father God. Make us bold ambassadors for you, Father God, in the dying world that needs us, Father God. We just ask you to shine your light through us, Father God.
Yeah.
We thank you, Father God. We love you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Fervent prayer. Thank God. Amen. He has not, amen, forgot about his children. Amen. He continues to bless us in spite of us, amen, amen, amen. Sometimes, amen, we might get a little beside ourselves, amen, because we are still children of the Most High God, amen. Sometimes we act like children, amen, and we need God to come alongside and love us and guide us, lead us and guide us along the way. I mean, that was one of them old songs to lead me, guide me along the way. And Lord, if you be, I am not strength. Lord, help me walk each day with thee. And lead me, oh Lord, lead me. Yeah, I know that one. I don't know where it came up in my head, amen. Y'all sang it a bit, amen. Y'all ready to sing it? We gonna sing it just a little bit. I mean, not sing it, but sing it, amen. I don't know which one it is, and the hymnal, but we gonna sing it, amen. Lead me, guide me along the way. Oh, me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. And lead me, oh Lord, lead me, guide me along the way. Oh, if you need me, I cannot stray. So Lord, let me walk each day with thee. And lead me, oh Lord, lead me, oh Lord, lead me, oh Lord, lead me. give, there's a scripture that we wanted to look at today. And I know on last week we talked about mustard seed faith. Amen. We passed out a tiny mustard seed. Amen. And it was Reverend Lindsay told me that back when we were in the school in 2005, and we preached about mustard seed faith, and that she still had that mustard seed taped to her refrigerator, amen? And many of you also remember the sermon we preached, amen, about the rocks crying out, amen? And the title of the sermon is, I Don't Want No Rock to Cry Out for Me. Went out into the school parking lot, amen, and everyone picked up a rock. And many of you still say you got the same rock, amen, and that you still have your faith the size of a mustard seed, and you still have a praise, amen, because you don't want a rock to cry out for you, amen. And that's good news to know that in 2005, amen, God is the same God, amen. And they bless you and your mustard seed faith, and is the God that you still, amen, worship in spirit and in truth, and that you will not, no matter what, allow a rock to take your praise, amen. That is a good thing to know, amen, that God, amen, is still the same God that you can praise. God is still the same God that you can trust with your faith. And as we were talking about time that we have been blessed by God and how God formed the church, amen, and how God provided the money and God provided the place and God provided the people, amen, since 2004, and how when we were here in this location, amen, that there was a demon downstairs, and God drove out the demon, amen, and blessed us with the opportunity to be able to move in and start our community development center, amen. But we got a little weary in our faith, amen. Amen, amen. We had forgotten, amen, that it was God that had launched the church and planted the church with no people, no money, and no place in 2005. But it's the same God that kept us, amen. And so we are grateful to God that in spite of us, amen, God has still been good, amen. In spite of our hesitation, amen, to go and do what the vision was, God still has blessed us, amen. I believe on last week I said it was 14 years, but actually that was in 2014, not 14 years ago, but it was in 2014 when God gave the vision, amen, for us to start and develop the community development center, amen. And so God is instructing us to continue to have faith that God is still going to come through one way or the other with this community development center, and we thank God that he's still honoring our faith, amen. So that was in 2014, and so God is going to do a new thing, and we're stepping into our greatness, amen, because great is our God, amen, the same God that gave us what we have, amen, all the way from 2005, the same God that is blessing us as we're getting ready to go into 2024, amen. So we know that God is, there's no failure in God, amen. And so on last week, we talked from Matthew, amen, and we talked about the lunatic, amen, and how the lunatic, amen, was able to be healed by God because of the faithfulness of God, amen, and that his disciples, amen, were in a position, amen, to cast out this demon. But because of their unbelief, amen, the demon could not be cast out. And so in chapter 17 of Matthew, he says into his disciples. And Jesus said unto them, after they came to him, in verse 19, he said, they came, the disciples, to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? In other words, why couldn't we move forward, amen, and do this thing? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have the faith size as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yon this place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible, what, unto you. And so this is the faith the size of a mustard seed, is that we don't get it twisted. And I think a lot of times, Dr. Harris, what happens is we say it shall not be impossible unto us, and we depend on us, amen, for the impossible. Did I slow that down enough? See, what happens is we don't move forward, amen, with our faith because we say it shall not be impossible unto you, unto us. And so a lot of times what happens is we think it's up to us to do what? The impossible. Feel that back. So what has to happen is the impossible is possible to you as long as we trust and have faith in the one who can do what? The impossible. Y'all with it now. There it is. There it is. See, that's what happened when we didn't move the last time. If we had faith in us to do the impossible, and we looked at us and we said, well, we can't do it. Because we had trust in us to do what? The impossible. But we had to face the size of a mustard seed in God who can do anything that is impossible, amen. Then we could have moved on, amen, and did the impossible. So, well, Pastor, what you talking about impossible? Well, in 2004, we planted the church. We started a mission. In 2005, amen, we started a church with 8 people. 20 years ago. We didn't have any money. We didn't have any people. And we didn't have a place. But we had an impossible situation in front of us, amen? And we said, if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, God said in his word, nothing shall be impossible unto you. But however, amen, it wasn't the impossible looking at us. It was the impossible of the God who can do what? The impossible. And anytime your faith begins to move, amen, it can't move thinking you're going to be the one to do it. You have to move realizing that God is the one that can do the impossible. And when God does the impossible, you reap the benefit of the great God, amen, that is doing the impossible for you. Last week we went and we what? Stepped into our what? Greatness because we serve the what? A great God. It's not because of our own that we have greatness, but we have greatness because of a great God. I'm gonna say it again. It's not because of our greatness, amen, that we can move forward in greatness. It's because we have a great God that can do great things in our lives.
Amen.
So we're not trusting in our greatness. We're not trusting us doing the impossible. But we're trusting in a great God that can do great things. We're trusting in a true and living God that has all power, that can do things that are impossible in our lives. So I said, my goodness. So you mean that I had this thing twisted? And it says, nothing shall be impossible unto you. And I said, well, let me see how this is. And what we begin to do, we start working, walking by faith. But we start looking about how we were going to do it. How many people we had. How much money we had. The place that we had. Lord have mercy. Not remembering, amen, that you started off with what? Nothing. So I said, Lord have mercy. Somebody said, Lord have mercy. Somebody say, Lord have mercy. Say it a little bit louder. Lord have mercy. That brings us to chapter 15. Last week we talked about chapter 17 when the man said, you know, disciples couldn't do it. My son is a lunatic. And he falls into the fire, falls into the water. He said, and I brought him to your disciples. They couldn't cure him. Why? Because they didn't have the faith the size of a mustard seed in God. They had faith in themselves and couldn't want to do it. And so God said in that verse 21, he said, this kind only goes out by what prayer was and fasting. So last week we said we was going to talk fasting. We said whatever your desire was to fast, to fast. We didn't say how long it was going to be, but we want to fast at least once a week. Amen. Whatever you fast, whether you fast your favorite TV program, whether you fast your favorite donut, cookie, sandwich, meal, whatever you fast, make it a good fast, amen, that you're going to take that time and people watch that TV show or eat those cookies or eat those pies and I believe that alone, or eat that chicken or eat that steak or whatever it is, amen, that time you spend, amen, doing your own thing, you're going to cut that back once a week. So that your faith can grow. Amen. And that you will be able to have prayer and fasting. And so when the vision comes, amen, you won't walk by faith, won't walk by sight, but you'll walk by faith. Amen. And you'll be able to get to the greatness that God has intended for you to walk in. Does anybody want that greatness? Back to the Lord, have mercy. So the mustard seed faith said that lunatic could be healed, and Jesus healed the lunatic. Look at somebody say, Jesus healed the lunatic with mustard seed faith. Because Jesus knew how to pray and to fast. Amen. Jesus said, I have food that you don't know nothing about. Have mercy. Amen. See, when you begin to pray and fast like Jesus, amen, what happens is greatness, amen, is at your footstool. Greatness is at your stepping. Greatness in the impossible. Amen. The door of greatness in the possible has been opened unto you. So, the mustard seed faith healed the lunatic. We go back to chapter 15. And we're going to look at another person. Amen. That was healed. Amen. Because of another person. Amen. And this was a Canaanite woman. Somebody said Canaanite woman. This was a woman, amen, that wasn't of Jewish lineage. Amen. In other words, she wasn't the one who the word first went to. She was a Canaanite woman. Lord have mercy. In other words, they weren't, amen, in the lineage of the 12 tribes of Israel, amen? And so it would be unusual for her, amen, to trust in Jesus, Lord have mercy. It would be unusual for her to expect a blessing, amen, from the power of the prophets that God had lined up from Israel, amen. But because, amen, we serve a loving God, amen. God is the one that looks past your faults, amen, and sees your need. God is the one that realizes that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God is the one, amen, that says, amen. It's not a thing, amen, of respect to a person, amen, but it is a thing of faith, amen. And whoever you are or wherever God, your walk and lot have found you, amen. Now, if you have faith in God, amen, you can receive the blessings from the Lord, amen. I don't care if you're a Jew. I don't care if you're a Gentile. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care where you come. I don't care if you're old, if you're young. I don't care, amen, what continent you live on, amen. It's your faith in God, amen, that's going to determine your blessing. Somebody say, I know that's right.
It's your faith in God that's going to allow you to walk in greatness. It's your faith in God that's going to allow you to do the impossible. It's your faith in God, amen, that's going to allow you to walk by faith and not sight. And eventually, amen, you will see the fruition of your faith, because the word of God says that God honors what? Our faith. Have I got a witness? And what we have to do is we have to understand, amen, that God is not slack concerning his word. And that when we walk and step out on faith, we get God's attention. Is anybody trying to be on that? I remember with Sister Juanita, when we was at the school, and I think we were there about a year or so, amen. And every Sunday I would bring an old Yamaha keyboard. Come on now. And I got a witness. I'm sure y'all heard me tell this story before. And it was so much stuff that we had to bring in the car. There, people would say, well, why are you bringing this? This is unnecessary stuff for us to bring. And I don't know why, Pastor, you loaded it to the truck. You take it off the truck. You set it on the table. You put the table down. You put the chair in. You plug it in. And you can't play with your goal and they go, ping, ping, ping. And it was every Sunday, somebody would roll their eyes and smack their lips and say, I don't know why he's bringing that keyboard. I don't know why, amen, he's plugging it in. I don't know why he's tuning it up, amen, because we ain't got no keyboard. What's wrong with it? He must be one lunatic. Amen. He must be out of his mind, because ain't nobody coming, amen, to play what? Yeah. But I ask you the question, Lord, have mercy. I ask all of us the question, amen. If we say we got some faith, Lord, have mercy, how in the world are we going to expect God to bless us with a piano player, amen, if we ain't set the piano? Out to be saved. That young man, amen, followed in the footsteps of a younger lovely man and another group of volunteers that came and played the piano. And now we got a piano, and we bought some drums, and nobody would have drums, amen, some electronic drums. And it's running around, you know, with some electronic drums, setting up, talking about hoop, 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 amen, and we ain't got no drummer. Now, young man sitting over there got the boom pop, boom, boom, boom. And this is what God is saying. God is saying you got to have the faith that we talk about in Hebrews 11. It says now faith is the substance of things we hope for. It didn't say what you got already. And the faith is the substance of things but hope for. And then it says you got to show some evidence, amen, of the things not seen. In other words, you got to act like you got it before you die. Have I got a witness? You got to have some mustard seed faith. You got to get in a situation, amen, to say, Lord, it don't look right. It don't sound right, but I got trust in you because you're a great God. And because you're a great God, I can trust in you to do the impossible. Have I got a witness today? And many of you have gone to the doctor on many occasions. Have I got a witness? You went in one way, but because of your faith in God, you came out another way. Have I got a witness today? You didn't pray to the doctor. You didn't pray to your mama. You didn't pray to the nurse. You didn't pray to anybody but God. And when I heard the testimony about Deacon Bright, about Ellen Lee, I heard them say it was nobody but God that brought me this far. Somebody said, but it took a long time. But that's okay, because weeping may go for a night. But how many know that joy, Jesus' joy, don't come? This woman, the Canaanite woman, there wasn't any Jewish lineage. She demonstrated faith like some of the Jews didn't demonstrate. She had a style, amen, that was also possessed by a demon. Let us explore this. And so in chapter 15, it says in verse 21, Jesus went and departed to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of King came out the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. See, the thing is, too many of us don't want to cry out for mercy. In other words, we are caught up on our high horse and think we are all that. But how many of you know God will knock you down off your high horse where you find yourself in a place where you can't trust nobody but God? Has anybody ever been there where you thought you was this and you thought you was that, but you found out that you were neither this or that? There was a whole song that said you can get with this or you can get with that. But the same thing goes with your faith in God. You can get with this or you can get with that. But the thing that you need to get with is a true and a living God. So he said, have mercy on me, O Lord. And the Jews got beside themselves. Have I got a witness? You know how it is when folks get saved. They think all the blessings are supposed to be for them. They look down their nose and know they don't dress like them. They look down their nose and don't smell like them. They look down their nose and don't pray like them. You've seen them when you come into church. You don't pray like they pray. Your pants might be sagging. Your dress might be a little short. Your cane might show a little too much. And they say, good God Almighty, they can't be in the church. They can't represent God because they don't have my opinion of God. They don't look and smell like God. They don't talk riches like me anymore. Have you seen people that used to be in the same situation you were? Now they high and mighty in the city, and he got time for nobody. But aren't you glad that God is not a respectable person? When you came in with your pants sagging, when you came in with your cup hanging out, God still loves you.
To know, amen, that Jesus came to save that which was lost.
These are the folks, amen, that's supposed to have rough shoulders with Jesus, acting like they don't have any good sense. Why? Because they were just learning themselves. So when you look at what he says in verse 24, he says, but he answered and said, Jesus came back and said this, I am sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now Jesus is probing now. He's messing now. He's trying to see if she real or not. He said, I came to the house of Israel because the word came to them first so they get their first crack at salvation. And so a lot of times, amen, what will happen is when the answer seems like no. Somebody said the answer seems like no. When the situation seems impossible, then the Lord, the Son of David says, I didn't come for you, Lord have mercy. I came to do the will of my Father that said I came for the seed of Israel. And immediately the situation became impossible. Immediately the situation came to her where the answer was no. But how many of you know that when the situation is impossible and the answer is no, that's where God is getting ready to do the blessing.
Come on.
Whatever. And so here she is with her faith being tested. And your faith will be tested when the answer is no and the situation seems impossible. When the answer is no, you ain't got no money. When the situation is impossible, you ain't got no people. When the situation seems like it can't happen and it's impossible, that's when God is ready to move. But he's going to move. Look at somebody say, he's going to move. Look at somebody say, he's going to move. Y'all scared. He's going to move based upon your faith. When the situation seems impossible, when the answer is no, when you don't know how it's going to work out, that's when God is getting ready to move. Somebody said, that's when God is getting ready to move. But he's going to move based upon what? Your faith.
Yeah.
So here she is, daughter possessed with a devil. She's calling on the name of the Lord. Trusting in him. Come on now. Trusting in him. And thou son of David. And she said, have mercy upon me. And disciples acted like they lost their mind. And a lot of times right before your blessing, even church folks were acting like they lost their mind. And Jesus is standing there waiting for her to step out on faith. In verse 25 it says, then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. A lot of times, before your blessing comes, you got to step out of faith and you just got to pour out your spirit and worship to the Lord. Amen. Have I got a witness? A lot of times, amen, you got to worship in spite of the situation, what the situation looks like. Have I got a witness today? Sometimes you just got to say, Lord, I'm trusting you to help me. But while I'm waiting, God, I'm going to pull out my spirit and worship. I'm reminded of old man Job, all of the things that happened to him. But he didn't curse God. He simply bowed down and worshiped God. But the end of days of Job, he had more than what he started out with. It seemed like it was impossible. But aren't you glad today that a few times a day that you can praise God? I'm reminded of the Hebrew boy. They prayed to God. Even when they prayed and worshiped God, it was going to lead to their life being taken. But they said, we're going to trust God because even if he doesn't bless us today, he's still able. Aren't you glad today that they had faith the size of a mustard seed and said, I'm going to praise you, God, in spite of the outcome, in spite of the situation. Too many folks had gone home, sat down and did nothing, but they missed their blessing because the blessing is on the other side of going through. I got a witness today. You got to go through a little something with a name and worship him, saying, Lord, help me. In verse 26, somebody said, get ready. He comes the blessing. God said, but he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. In other words, the situation got a little more dire. But when it gets a little more dire, that means you're getting closer to your breakthrough. When it gets to a situation where you say, well, it's all over. God is not going to answer my prayer. God is not going to bring me through. Matter of fact, he said, I can't give this to them because they're considered as dogs. Has anybody ever think you've been considered as a dog when you're not worthy of anything? You're not worthy of this. This is what the devil will tell you. But how many of you know that you are going through a test and a trial and a setback in the setup for a comeback with God? And even though you have some setbacks, in your life, the setback is the setup for the comeback. Even though they called you everything but a child of God, even though they questioned and doubted you and said you weren't going to make it, if you trust God and believe in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, God will direct your path. I'm a living witness today that you will call out to the Lord. Somebody said, I called on the Lord all night long, and soon as the midnight turned around, God turned my blessing around. He turned my situation around. He turned my midnight in today. The dog's gone. Here comes her mate. I'm a living witness today that God won't allow the enemy to overtake you. If you trust in God and lean not to your own understanding, if you keep calling on the Lord all night long, now I want to see if you're for real or not. Look at somebody and ask him, are you for real? If you're for real, you're going to present yourself as the one with the mustard seed faith. You're going to present yourself and not worry that even if they call you a dog, you're still going to praise God. Look at somebody and say, if they call me a dog, I'm still going to praise God. Look at somebody and say, if I got a bark of praise, I'm still going to give God the praise. If I got a howl of praise, I'm still going to give God the praise. If I got a wag my tail, I'm still going to give God the praise. If I got a roll over and go fetch, I'm still going to praise God. If I got a witness, I'm going to be a dog for God. I'll be a hellhound chaser. If the Lord wants me to go, I'll go. Have I got a witness today? And so Jesus said, we can't give the bread of the king this year to the dog. But the woman said, our Lord, get the dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from their master's table. In other words, God still got enough for the dog. Hallelujah.
He healed her daughter. All you gotta have is the faith, the time. Blessing in the crumb, if I have the faith to try All it takes is a simple
whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I can't call on them for you. Nobody, mama and them, much as they go to the Lord, they can't call on them for you. You got to call on them for yourself. You got to make that choice. You got to stand on your own two feet. Old Deacon say you got to, every tub got to stand on its own body. So if you don't know him like that, now it's your chance. Stretch your comfort. Choice is never made. Choice is to our online folks. Amen. Amen.